What a voice that is, Cian DeCroix with Heaven there. Now, the Royal Kennedys have breezed into studio. They've been making waves on social media with their viral videos. Sister Emer and Anya and her granddad Billy, they went viral on TikTok during lockdown, and a lot has happened since then, including a new business venture, some trips abroad, and a beauty product inspired by Billy himself. Yeah. My God.
Miracles happen.
You're all very welcome. It's great to see you.
Thanks so much for having us.
As I said, you're going to have to bear with me. I'm pulling, Billy, you'll understand this. I'm having to pull down my reading glasses to look across the studio from you.
All the time.
So come here. I'm going to start with you, Billy, because when people think of TikTok, and actually just sit up into the microphone a little bit,
clearly.
When people think of TikTok, they think of like teenagers and recording dance videos and celebrities and, you know, beauty, skincare, all that sort of stuff. You're, am I allowed to say your age?
Yes, of course.
You're 84 and you love TikTok.
Yeah, I love it. I spend hours on TikTok.
Do you?
Yeah, I know I could waste 2 hours at night time.
He's a TikTok addict.
He's a TikTok addict. Yeah. Now, is this your fault, Anya, or is it your fault,
Eva?
No,
it's
the two of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I surf, endlessly surf. And if I don't, I then go on to Instagram or YouTube. Honestly, I love it.
And what do you love about it?
I love the variety of it.
Okay.
I love where it takes me.
Yeah.
In YouTube, I love, say, putting up some place that I want to see.
Yeah.
And of course, I have a YouTube first, and I love that. TikTok is the same.
And how long have you been on TikTok now?
3 years.
Yeah.
About three years. Yeah.
So tell us, Anya, was this like a COVID thing? Was this during lockdown?
Yeah, so I suppose when COVID started, Billy doesn't live with us, he lives by himself, so everyone was quite isolated. So I got him to download TikTok because I knew it would be quite user-friendly and then the algorithm would adjust to his interests.
Yes.
So I got him to download it, and then lo and behold, he got addicted, and then we kept getting WhatsApped different TikToks different days. And then one of the days, myself and Emer went down to visit him, and it took a lot of convincing, but we got him to get in a TikTok with us. And then it was during one of the level fours, level fives, we put it up, and it went kind of viral at the time, and the amount of people said that it cheered them up because it was just a funny video. It really cheered them up and they needed to see that video that day. So then off the back of that, then we just started doing more and more videos, and then Billy actually ended up living with us during one of the level five TikToks, and then we had all the time in the world and we had nothing else to do, so then we just started doing TikToks together, and it was brilliant.
Do you call Billy Billy, or do you, is that like his is that his business name now? Has he always been Billy? He was never granted.
All my grandkids call me Billy.
Yeah, always
call
you granted.
One doesn't. Yeah, Kate.
I think TikTok though is known as Granddad Billy.
Yes.
Everyone else is now, we call him Billy.
You call him Billy.
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant. And so when the algorithm now has kind of settled in, so what sort of stuff do you like, apart from travel, Billy?
Oh, gosh, everything. I mean, my father was just telling the girls here, I was looking at Cree as a jewellery brand that the girls are great friends with, Shauna.
Okay.
I just looked at that today, you know. Everything.
Brilliant.
But that's the beauty of it. You can look at so many things.
So tell us, Anya, about the business that you started and how it all kind of took off.
Yeah, so I've worked in the beauty industry since I'm 16 and I'm 26 now, and I studied entrepreneurship in college. So it was something that I always wanted to do, start my own business. And then just before the pandemic, I noticed a common trend on social media of girls dipping their toothbrush into gel to slick their hair back. And I was like, there has to be an easier way, because I personally hate putting gel on my hair because I'm lazy and then I have to wash it out. So then it took 2 years with the research, emailing manufacturers, trying hundreds and hundreds of samples. And then on the 8th of February 2022, so we just had our second birthday, I launched the Smooth Company in memory of my Nana, so Billy's wife, my Nana Carmel. We launched it on her anniversary with the Smooth Stick. So the Smooth Stick is a premium hair taming wand, so it tames any flyaways or baby hairs without leaving your hair hard or greasy like other hair styling products can do. And I suppose launching a beauty brand, I didn't have budgets like these big multinationals do. So what I did was I documented our small business journey on TikTok. Billy was involved, Emer was involved, my mom, dad, cousins, everyone. And off the back of that, now we have over 90 million views on TikTok and customers in over 48 countries around the world. So yeah, it's been an adventure. It's been a roller coaster.
And what a way to have that experience and share it with your family. Because I know, Emer, you're part of the business now as well. You were on your J1 over in the States.
Yes, I was on my J1 and I came back. I was only meant to help Anya for a month. And then here I am, 2 years later.
Yeah. She's not letting you go.
Yeah, no, no. So,
what's the best thing about working together?
God, I think we can bounce ideas off each other. Getting to do we get to experience really cool experiences together. Like we recently went to Manchester, where we launched into the UK on the second biggest billboard in Europe. So that was amazing. Like we got to do these things as a family. Like we got to bring our mom and dad, our brother Billy, so stuff like that.
to have those memories. And I'm looking at you now. You are the slickest haired gang. There's not a hair out of place on any of you. It was the day I should have actually washed my hair before I came in. But Billy, I know there's a specific, because it's all about slick hair and whatever else, and they've actually created, or Anya has created, a product specifically for you.
I was going to a hurling match and I was rushing out, and Anya decided to do my hair with her mistake. And my grandson, their brother, came out and he said to me, "Oh, you look very dapper." And without meaning it, I just said, "Dapper stick." And Anya said, "We'll make one for men."
It was a joke, so I posted that video on TikTok. It has nearly 5 million views. And then we just started getting hundreds of comments of people being like, "You need to trademark the dapper stick, you need to trademark the dapper stick." So then I, in secret then, did go and trademark the dapper stick, and I worked on it for months. And then just before Christmas then I launched the dapper stick, and we brought Billy to the warehouse and we surprised him. And I have to say, like, that video itself is one of my favourite videos we did, of us surprising Billy with the dapper stick. But off the back of that then, all through Christmas, we were getting videos, pictures of people who had got the dapper stick for their dads, uncles, granddads, nephews. It was honestly amazing.
Because, I mean, it makes so much sense, because, like, there is this, you know, very slick and smooth hair that all of the women want. But, I mean, the problem, fellas have a lot of problem. My fella with the beard at home, he needs to smooth out the beard, yeah. Billy.
David in Allenwood, the barber. Yeah. I gave it to him and he did his beard straight away.
So Billy's barber's now using it as well. But yeah, the amount of men who use it for their comb overs now is like, we didn't realise the market that was there. It was a happy accident.
Brilliant. So we've had a look at some of your videos and you've talked to us about a few of them. But which are the big ones? Which are the ones that went viral with Grandad Billy?
Oh, there's been so many now. It's actually hard to keep track. The dapper stick one is definitely one of the biggest ones in recent times. As Eimear mentioned, when we went over to Manchester in the UK, again, we surprised Billy with that. We didn't tell him we were going on the billboard, so that did really well. There's probably so many now. Did I forget any other?
Yeah, no, I think one of the first ones as well was when we were down in Kerry with our Nana as well. So that Billy and our Nana on the other side, they started to do a TikTok video, and then that went viral. That has over 5 million views. So,
amazing.
Yeah, when you get the family involved, it's really nice to...
And it's about connecting to your audience, and you've done that really well by just being
It's great fun. Yeah. It really is fun.
And Billy, you're living life in the fast lane. You went to a recording of Dancing with the Stars recently.
Yeah, we did indeed.
Tell us about it.
Oh, it was lovely. Anya's friend brought us around the back. So we saw everything in the studio, which was really interesting. I really did enjoy that.
It was amazing.
Yeah. We met all the stars, which is great. Yeah. And we looked, and the dancing was fabulous. It was a great night.
Do you dance yourself?
No.
You're too busy. You're too busy growing a brand, a global brand. Do people get in touch with you on social media, or like, do you have to?
They do through me, so it's a running joke that I'm Billy's personal assistant now.
As if you don't have enough to be doing.
I get messages. Oh, there, it's really nice. I love it though. Like, Billy's friends, who their children or grandkids will reach out saying, "Oh, my granddad was friends with Billy. Can you tell him he said hi?" And get messages like this. Or the funniest message I got recently was a man down in Billy's parish reached out to me and goes, "Hi, Anya, this is Tom here. If you could let Billy know that Mass won't be on this Thursday as it's a funeral." So this is brilliant. It's really good. It's a good way of keeping everyone connected.
Yes, absolutely. I love it. And well done you. I mean, you're a young businesswoman who's gone out on her own, got your family around you, and have done really well and continued success to you.
Thank you so much.
If you've got one piece of advice for anyone setting up their own business out there, what would it be?
Don't be afraid to ask for help, because that's what I tried to do everything by myself at the beginning, and I wasted so much of my own time when there's experts out there who know a lot more than you. So all you have to do is ask. And then people will definitely be willing to help you.
You can't do it all.
No, you can't do it all.
It's The Smooth Company. It's the name of the company. And we are going to see and hear a lot more from you guys as well. Continued success.
Oh,
lovely to
so
meet
much.
You all.
Thank
Billy,
you.
I have to get on TikTok now.
Why not?
You're making a show of me. That's all for me today. Ray is back tomorrow. Over to Sarah McInerney on Drive Time. Have a lovely afternoon.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.